The Evil Crows by Leilani. Once there lived a farmer called Charlie. When he looked over the fence, he saw crows. When he looked back at the road, he bumped into a tree. He went to pick some tomatoes, but a crow came and pecked him. On Tuesday, the mum came out and the crow pecked her again. On Wednesday, the little girl came out and the crow pecked her again. On Thursday, the little boy came out. Then the crow came and pecked him again. On Friday, they all came out and they hid from the crow. But the crow found them and they went running back inside. On Saturday morning, there were more than one, there was 10. On Sunday, it was a freezing cold morning, and they didn't see any crows, so they went out there. But when they went out, the crow came charging at them. Inside, the kids were making a mess, and they were having a hot Milo. Their mum and dad said to them, "We're going to your nana's house. It's not safe here." When they got there, their nana and Poppy were going to leave as well because they had crows as well. So they went to their friend's house. They didn't live on a farm. When they got there, they knocked on the door straight away because the crows were chasing them. So they opened the door straight away. "Come in, come in. Have some tea, please. Sit down." The little girl had a friend there. So did the little boy. The little girl was 8 and the little boy was 2, and their friends were the same age. When they looked outside, the crows were gone. When they opened the door, the crows came back. They were on the roof. So he ran back inside. It went on through the day and night, but the crows didn't leave the next day. Was Friday. The dad saw the crows, so they said goodbye and went home, but they didn't think because the crows were at their place. So they went back to their friend's place, but there were crows there as well. The whole town was full of crows. Everybody in town was leaving, going overseas and driving everywhere. But the family and friends could not go. Their cars broke down. Then one of the cars started, but the mum spotted something in the crow's eyes. Their red eyes, the mum said. So they bashed up the crows. They were robots. Boom, bash, crash. They saved the town. They went back home and they lived happily ever after.